Hi, good afternoon. This is the last meeting of this Senate. The new Senate starts next Thursday, at which time there will be elections for the chair, the deputy chair, and secretary, the executive committee, and the nominating committee. So I hope to see you all there. You should know that this is my last term. So this is the last day of my last term. So you will have a new chair, I'm pleased to say. I don't know who, but it won't be me. I was glad to do it, and I'm glad it's over. Yeah. The first full Senate meeting that I held in September of 2010, I stood outside talking to James Robinson. The sky darkened and a tornado landed. It's never gotten a whole lot less complex. So, anyway, let us begin by approving the agenda. Any amendments, additions, etc.? Okay, all in favor? Okay. Approval of the Academic Senate meeting minutes of April 10th, 2014. Okay. Any amendments, additions, changes, corrections? All in favor? Opposed? Okay. There are no special motions, so let's go right to the committee reports. Undergraduate Curriculum Committee. Oh, I'm sorry. Announcements. I skipped announcements. Forgive me. I'm in this grand rush to have it end, I guess.
Hi, I'm Manny Sanuto from the library. I don't know if you've seen, but yesterday's newspaper had banner headline, the climate change, the New York Times. And here at Queens College, we have been seeing that. As a matter of fact, the paper talked about how the climate change, hotter summers, rainfalls and heavy downpours, heat-loving insects destroying more forests, and these crazy changes in the weather. Well, Chair Roberta Brody talked about one of those crazy changes. 4 years ago, we had a tornado here. She helped us get through that. What else happened? Well, a little bit further into her chairmanship, we had a horrible tropical storm that hit full blast here in Flushing, and it was Tropical Storm Lexia Loge. It sent the entire Queens College into a tailspin. We thought that was going to be the end of it. We thought the meteorological changes that are hitting would spare us a little bit more. Well, as you well know, about a year and a half ago, we got hit with a hurricane, Category 5+. You said 5+? Yes. This hurricane hit straight on, hit Flushing in the Academic Senate with such intensity that I think we're still reeling from it. And that hurricane was Hurricane Pathways. We have to thank Bobby for getting us through all this horrible climate changing. Not only through tornadoes, tropical storms, and hurricanes, she has done a great job. What are we going to do in the future? Well, like Washington, I think all we can do is cross our fingers and hope that the weather changes for the better. But in recognition of everything she's done for us, committees, committee chair people, senators, guests, and I can speak certainly for the executive committee, Bobby, thank you very much for getting us through the foul weather which we encountered.
Presumably, it's not insects. Okay. Thank you, Manny, on the executive committee. And I'd also like to thank Jennifer Fernandez, my deputy chair, and my two previous deputy chairs, Michael Bento and Ed Borman, even though neither are here. And also a special thanks to Ken Lord for everything he's done for this Senate as undergraduate curriculum committee chair, and Rich Bodner as graduate curriculum committee chair, two of the very important committees. And for all the committee chairs, it's a lot of work behind the scenes, and in many cases, not a lot of thanks, not a lot of recognition. So thank you very much, all of you. I would be remiss if I did not thank Phyllis, without which nothing would happen. And we all know that I'm the figurehead and she's the worker, just, you know. Hi, announcement?
Yes, actually this is an impromptu announcement about the passing of a professor emeritus from the Aaron Copland School of Music, Professor Leo Kraft, who was on faculty for more than 40 years. I can't count how long because he retired before I got here in 2004. So I would like to ask that we observe his passing with a moment of silence. He was a mentor to many who are now teachers at the Aaron Copland School of Music, and a composer and writer on music theory of some distinction. So that's Leo Kraft I wanted to mention.
Okay, would you please stand for a moment? Thank you. Other announcements?
Hello. Yeah. I'd like to make an announcement, another regretful announcement. Dr. Valerie Morris from Chemistry and Biochemistry passed away last Thursday. She was married to Stu Schaefer, who's our Business Intelligence Director. It was quite sudden. The funeral was on Sunday.
Wow. So may I ask you to stand once again, have a moment of silence. Thank you again. Yes, Chris?
Another sad announcement, Professor Emerita here at Queen's College, Angela Hero, who was the founder of the center's program, business and program, passed away 2 weeks ago, and we'd like a moment of silence.
Please, may I ask you to stand once again?
Thank you.
Thank you. Further announcements? Okay, committee reports, undergraduate curriculum committee, minutes dated April 10th.
There are a few corrections this time. On page 2, item number 1, first of all, item number 1 should be headed HLL, Hispanic Languages and Literatures, not European Languages and Literatures. In that course, Spanish 215, under the prerequisites, Spanish 201 should not be listed there. It is being added as a prerequisite in the to read section. So strike out Spanish 201 or in the prerequisites in the from section for Spanish 215. On page nine, in the sixth paragraph, which starts graphic design elective courses, course 193 should be stricken from that list. That's a typo. that is the 6 paragraph graphic design elective courses, graphic art, studio art, 193 should be stricken from that list. On page 11, in the very first sentence that starts 7 courses, course number 279 should be stricken from that list. It should also be stricken from the to read section, 7 courses from Art Studio 157. Art 279 should be removed. Lastly, on page 12, Arts 241, the to read section says majors are encouraged to take this course with Studio Art 241. We're describing 241, so they can't take the course with the course. That should be 242. Majors are encouraged to take this course with Studio Art 242 and Studio Art 243.
Let him finish.
What's the word studio? ARTS is the acronym for studio art. Those are the corrections. There are no discussion. I move unanimous consent.
Okay. Discussion? Questions? Corrections? What about Econ 240? Is that a separate thing, or that was already taken care of?
Is that the one we were emailing back?
Yeah.
That was a big fire about nothing. That was already approved.
Oh, okay. Okay.
No problem there.
Okay. Okay. So may I have a motion? You just made the motion. So all in favor? Opposed? Abstain? Okay.
Thank you. And I would like to thank the Senate for this year, a very, very long UCC minutes that dealt with pathways and other things, and thank you for your cooperation in looking at all this material.
You had it easy this year.
Yeah. Graduate Curriculum Committee minutes.
I'd like Senate to consider the Graduate Curriculum Committee minutes with one minor correction and then one brief explanation. On page 1, 1A, new course, where it says Computer Science 780, Numerical Methods. This number was picked by the Risk Management Program. What it turned out to be is that Computer Science 780 is a variable topics course in the Computer Science Department. The Computer Science Department made the a friendly amendment of picking a number that's not used, Computer Science 761, and I'm asking you to change 780 to 761. Everything else would remain the same. Then on page 9, where we are in, we're in the risk management program. Let me get the exact number. 6, economics, section, a big section A, graduate foundation courses. The second change, there is underlined on 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Line 10 on page 9, and applied financial analysis, business 387 or equivalent. They're adding that admissions requirement, and a question came up as to why, or maybe it was the phrasing, the rationale for having this prerequisite actually came from popular demand of the risk management students. They feel that this is a course in using the high-powered functions in Excel, including Visual Basic and running macros and managing large amounts of data. They know that this need in the work world and are hungry for it. However, we would not eliminate anything from the existing program. And since we want our undergraduates to have this course, it made sense to make it as a prereq. And in fact, this summer, they're offering the course, and there are a number of graduate students taking the course, even though they required their 30 credits for graduation. I will point out that the risk management program is perhaps one of the most competitive and high-functioning programs in the graduate domain. So with those changes, I ask that the Senate accept these minutes.
Okay. Second? Questions? Please.
So, Russell Miller from Mathematics. Going back to the very first item, you made one correction, but I don't understand the justification here for a new course. I mean, the justification
for which course?
1A on page 1, the new course now called CS761. The justification says that they are adding curriculum, modifying required courses in one degree program, modifying prerequisites, adding a graduation requirement, making edits to the graduate book. This is not a justification for a new course. What's going on here?
Well, okay, I have the head of the risk management program come to the microphone. And
adding numerical methods, which is CS761, is we are asking for that because our students, our market is saying that they need to have more quantitative background for one of our degree programs, which is the risk management degree with a dynamic financial analysis concentration, which essentially requires students to come in either with a computer science minor or a math minor. And we're in our fifth year of our program, where we've lived it, we've seen what works, we're seeing what doesn't work. We are listening to the market. We're evaluating what our competitors are doing. And this part of the curriculum was never built in when we started. And this is after reviewing what we have and what's missing and how we could benefit, we felt like we needed to add this additional rigor. We spent months working with Zhigang and the computer science department to develop a course that would work, and that is this course. It is now a requirement. Okay.
Wait. Could you step up to the mic? Because we have to be able to hear this later on.
So just looking at the goals that are listed here and trying to understand the new course will support these goals, then how? I mean, adding some curriculum. Okay, that makes sense.
Okay, I mean,
modifying the required courses, is this going to be a required course?
It's a required course for one of the three tracks, yes.
Okay. Adding a graduation requirement with students conducting themselves in an ethical manner?
Okay, no. Okay, I did not put these lines underneath here.
Okay.
Okay, we're doing various things to our dynamic financial analysis track. And we've made some changes overall to our program. Program-wide, for all of our three degrees, we want to do a couple of things. We want to have language in there that says that students must conduct themselves in an ethical manner in order to graduate. Because of the sensitivity of the positions that these people are seeking in places like compliance functions, just as the education department doesn't want to send teachers out into the classroom that they don't feel confident about, we don't want to send people out into the work world in a compliance function or a risk management or a governance or an oversight function that we have questions about ethics. So we wanted to add that. I'm not sure why that's underneath this course change in particular, but that's something that we wanted to put in the bulletin. We also wanted to change something in the bulletin which makes the student, in order to graduate, that they actually have to pass their capstone course. The way it reads now is they have to maintain a B average. So in principle, you could fail your capstone and still have a B average and be able to graduate, and we didn't think that was right. So we'd like to make that change program-wide. So these, I'm not sure why some of these items are underneath the numerical methods, which is just a course that we want to add. So I'm sorry about that.
Do they justify something else in here, just so I have it straight?
Well, the justification is, this is program-wide. So after being in business here 6 years, we want to change some of our curriculum, essentially strengthen the quantitative rigor of some of it, in particular for one track. We want to add a prerequisite for everybody by popular demand. We want to strengthen the graduation requirements to make you have to pass your capstone, which is the equivalent of a master's thesis. And we want to have something in there about ethical conduct. And that's what we're doing. Yep.
If I could, I would like to interject because I was an incoming dean as the risk management program came in. And just to remind the Senate, one very major impetus for creating the risk management program was something called the 2008 crash. And very specifically, not only to have a far more educated workforce in terms of this, but also because of, I think, a whole bunch of dubious and continuing lapses in what I think you call ethical behavior in terms of financial analysis and everything in this entire area. Diane, don't move too far away.
Ron?
Okay, Ron Rothenberg of Math. So, first of all, it's a computer science course. So, why is it, I don't get that if this pertains only to risk management. I don't see why it's...
It would not. It would be open to probably a number of people who would satisfy those prerequisites, people in virtually any field. What they're basically trying to do is create this additional opportunity for students in risk management. It just so happened that the risk management program... Remember, the risk management program is not just in economics. This is why it's sort of segregated. It is a amalgam of economics, accounting, and computer science, as well as, I think, a couple of other programs. It's a truly interdisciplinary program on our campus.
And also, it does seem to involve math. I note the prerequisites here. Math 152, which is second term calculus, and Math 231, which is linear algebra. However, the following jumped out at me because I'm from the math department, and I've taught differential equations, and I see that that's one of the items covered here, and the last one, numerical solutions of differential equations. Now, our differential equations course at Queens College has a prerequisite of Math 201, which is third term regular calculus. So it's strange to me that people would be considering finding solutions of differential equations with just second term calculus, namely Math 152, as the prerequisite. Certainly, I think we should have the prerequisite of not only third-term calculus, but perhaps a course in differential equations, as a prerequisite for numerical methods, and I believe for the math department course in numerical methods, I'm pretty sure that differential equations is a prerequisite. I may be off on that, but if you have a course which involves differential equations, it would seem to me that you would, or an application of differential equations, namely numerical solutions of differential equations, it would seem to me plausible to have for the math prerequisite being at least third term calculus, which is a prerequisite for our differential equations course, and probably a course in differential equations.
I guess what we're asking here is, do you want to make a friendly amendment to this, where
that's a huge
of the prerequisites of CSI 220 and 313 that you now add whatever math course?
Well, there were two math courses listed here.
Would you like those two math courses added?
The ones that I mentioned, yeah. I mean,
it would mean
a substantial change, of course.
Can you give me the numbers?
Differential equations 223.
First,
third term regular calculus is math 201.
201.
And differential equations is 223.
And 223. So 152 would be off the board because it would be you would have to have taken the thing.
That is correct.
What is math 231? I'm sorry, not next.
Linear
algebra, and you would leave that there.
Yeah, I guess so.
The question
yes.
is would you accept that as a friendly amendment, Diane?
I think the more math students have, the better. And I'm all for 201 and differential equations, or that, I guess, is 201 is differential. But this is computer sciences course. So I don't feel like I'm not in the position to say what, if they've come up with what they think the prerequisites are.
But this would be for the risk management students.
Oh, just,
yeah.
But I'm taking those prerequisites given to me by Zhigong for what they require to teach the class, and they're teaching it to a whole variety of different kinds of students. So I don't want to opine on what they think their prerequisites are. I mean, I do understand for numerical methods, there are elements of differential equations. I get that, but I don't think it's my place. And I'm always happy with more math, but I don't know if someone from computer science can speak to that class in particular.
Oh, here comes our computer scientist.
Chris Vickery, computer science. I'll simply say that I would suggest dropping the last phrase from the course description if the body feels that material can't be covered with the proper prerequisite, that the prerequisites are not sufficient. I think the course, from what I can see, looks like a full course even without that last item in it. And then if an instructor wanted to include that, he could, because that's always a flexible. I think that would be a stronger solution than to stick in these extra prerequisites.
So if I am now taking...
So instead of the proposed changes from Ron, I'm suggesting just drop the last parenthetical, the last phrase.
Okay, so what the movement now is to have the prerequisites of computer science 220 and 313, keeping the math 152 and 231, and then dropping the last phrase, numerical solutions of differential equations.
Ron, do you want to respond to that?
I will remind you that both the the computer science department voted on this. The risk management program approved this, and the graduate curriculum committee approved it. So, sometimes it's rather hard to make a curricular change on the floor.
Yeah, but that's why we're here, right? I mean, that's part of why we're here. We're a debating society in part. So I view what Chris Vickery of Computer Science said in a favorable light. That seems to be a rational solution of the problem. But again, I do think the people who designed the state this description for the course should have been a little more careful about the last phrase, the numerical solutions of differential equations, and should have realized that they should have looked into the differential equations process course, the differential equations course that we offer at Queens College, Math 223, and the fact that it has a prerequisite of Math 201, which is third term regular calculus. Thank you very much.
Okay, so just for clarity, a couple of things. Just to go back, there was an editorial change, which is to change the class number to 761. And now we're leaving the prereqs, you're proposing that we leave the prereqs as is, but remove the last five words in the description to remove numerical solutions of differential equations, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Any other questions, comments, changes?
Sorry, just one more. Math 151, 152 is an 8-credit sequence. Math 141, 142, 143 is a 9-credit sequence that covers the exact same material. And we generally tell students they can take either one. If 152 is a prerequisite here, I would think 143 ought to be allowed. You don't want to get into trouble, then you took the wrong sequence.
You know, if we put a panoply of prerequisite courses, might it also be equally good with prerequisites under math and then say, or approval of the mathematics department?
Well,
I don't know.
Yeah, but I mean, you're going to have people who say, look,
I am trying to be as accommodating as possible,
but
I don't have a.
But it's fair. I mean, what, people who have taken 143 have taken the same course that people who have taken 152 have taken.
So
it really should be 143 or 152.
143, 201.
Or 152, 201. I mean, that's the same preparation.
Okay.
Exactly.
So. Very good.
Okay, could you restate, please? So what would it read? I'm sorry.
So this Computer Science 761 is going to have 3 hours, 3 credits, prerequisites, CSCI 220 and 213,
313.
Comma, Math 143, comma, 201.
No.
Or 152.
Okay. Let,
143 right. or
152. Or 152.
Right. Or 152. Okay. And then do we... Then 201 and 201.
No, 201.
201.
No 201.
Okay, very good. But then and 223?
No.
Okay, so it's 143 or 152. Very
one,
good.
Or 143
yes,
or
143 or 152.
Right.
Huh? And then... dropping the last five words, numerical solutions of differential equations. Your course.
That's rational because, after all, when computer science lists math prerequisites, they say 152 parentheses or 143. No, you're not.
So, write down.
All right, I will.
We'll be getting right here.
So may I restate prereqs 220 CSCI 220 CSCI 313 Math 231 Math 143 or 152 in parens
and 231
right okay
got it
okay and removal of the five last words okay. Okay, any other corrections, comments, questions? Okay, let's move to a vote. It's already been seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Done.
Again, just echoing Ken Lord, again, I want to thank the Senate because I think even in this whole thing, nobody had questions about the research track and professional track for the MA in history, a new graduate program in library science and history, the resurrection of our media studies program, these major, again, structural changes in the rest of risk management, and together with a whole bunch of other BA MA programs and new MA programs, I think we are trying to do a maximal forward thing towards offering quality graduate education to students. Thank you.
Don't sit down yet. I have a question. Don't sit down. Don't go away. We have one more question. I have a question. I've been asked, and I would like to ask you and perhaps others in the room, could you give us a status update about a PhD program proposal resolution?
Do you have 7 hours?
No, it's over
answer,
six.
The latest, bluntest answer that I think I can say is that there are a wide variety of opinions out there, proposals out there, some proposals that I think are favorable towards Queens College and the programs that are affected, other proposals that are distinctly not favorable to this. But the latest thing that I basically hear is that there is now, given the fact that the new chancellor may be arriving in late May before he takes over, that there may be a pause and a hiatus. And one other thing that's very important, where there was an ambitious move through the Vice Chancellor of Research to have a program in place by the fall 2015 semester, which would have meant that you would have to start changing the whole advertising July 1 of this year, that has been pushed back to at least September 2016. So based on whatever is going to be happening, I know that the provost's office, working with the Dean of Math and Natural Science and working with the President's office, has a series of proposals in place that have very powerful and deep faculty support in all of the affected departments that would come in place, and if necessary and if appropriate, we would be putting that forward as early as the early fall Academic Senate for governance approval and consideration.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Nominating committee report, there were no, I believe there were no applications, so there will be no nominating committee report. Old business, new business, election of faculty to the University Senate. So as you may be aware, the University Faculty Senate is a Senate that meets in Manhattan. It has senators from all of the institutions at CUNY, and we have an incomplete contingent on our University Faculty Senate. There are three of us, I see, who also serve on the University Faculty Senate, who are here at the moment, James McEwen, Dean Savage, and myself. I don't see anybody else. And we have, and Stephen Grover. Excuse me, four. And Stephen Grover would like to run again. So I ask for someone to nominate well, actually, we already have a petition on file from originally. He's just renewing. So, but I do need the faculty to vote. So would somebody make a motion to have Stephen Grover continue?
I'm Dean Savage, college-wide at large. I move unanimous approval of Steve Grover's candidacy to serve on the University Faculty Senate.
Now, before I take that vote, I need to tell you only faculty can vote for this. Students, my apologies, but of course you vote for Student Senate. You do not, University Student Senate, you don't vote for Faculty Senate. So, may I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Thank you. We actually have a new person. Okay, Stephen, you're on for another 2 years. Arthur Costigan, I have a petition for him to be also to be a university faculty senator, and I would like someone to please make a motion that, to nominate Arthur Costigan as a university faculty senate senator.
Dean Savage, college-wide at large, I nominate Arthur Costigan to be a university faculty senator from Queens College.
Thank you. Second? Again, Arthur. Arthur, A-R-T-H-U-R, Costigan, C-O-S-T-I-G-A-N. Education, secondary ed. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Thank you. Election of faculty to the CUNY Core Review Committee. Do we have any speakers on this?
Hi, Megan Healy, Drama, Theater, and Dance, and also the faculty chair of GIAC. So we are looking for faculty who are willing to serve on the CUNY Core Review Committee. That is the committee that is made up of professors from all of the CUNY universities that approve the courses that are sent to CUNY from each individual university to be included in Pathways. So just to be more clear, in our process, you submit your courses to the GIAC. Once they're approved, we send them to the Undergraduate Curriculum Committee here. Once they're approved, we approve them here in the Senate. And then from that point, they move on to the CUNY Core Review Committee, which has professors from every college. When we were doing things very quickly last year, there was a committee for each individual section of the flexible core and the required core. But now, because there are fewer courses, they've condensed all of that into three committees. The first committee deals with the life and natural sciences, the scientific world, and all courses related to math and quantitative reasoning. The second committee deals with, although it seems very bizarre, US experience in its diversity and world cultures and global issues. And the third and last committee deals with creative expression, individual and society. Thank you very much, language and literature. So we are looking for, we are allowed to nominate, I believe it is three people altogether. So one person from Queens College to serve on each of those committees. We have had people on the committees this year. I will say it's not a tremendous amount of extra work because there is not an enormous volume of courses being put through at this time. And it's my understanding from people who've served on the committee that it is primarily done online. So you would receive course proposals through email, you would read them and approve them, and I think you meet a couple of times a semester to discuss any courses where there is a difference of opinion or courses that have not been approved, which is very similar to the system that we use here. So you do not have to be a faculty senator to serve on that committee, so people who are interested from other departments or if you know people in your departments who might be interested that are not here today, you could nominate them, but we do, because of the rules of governance, need to elect them through the Senate body.
Okay.
Okay. So that's what this is about.
So if they want to run, if you want to run, or you know of somebody who wants to run, they need to apply through the usual application process through the nominating committee?
I believe we learned that you do not need to be nominated through the nominating committee. You can be nominated from the floor.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
Also, we checked, and there are no restrictions. Instructors are also permitted to serve on these committees. It needs to be full-time faculty, so adjuncts are not eligible, but we found out that instructors, and apparently there used to be a rule where you had to be a tenured faculty member, but now they have said that non-tenured, tenure-track faculty members and tenured faculty members can serve. So assistant professors, associate professors, full professors, and instructors or lecturers could serve.
Okay. Are there any people who would like to self-nominate or are prepared to nominate someone from the floor who has agreed previously to run?
Really, no one? It's so exciting.
May I suggest that in August,
yes,
that you give a note to the new chair and Phyllis to post to the listserv to remind and offer people about this, and then remind them again the week that school starts, and see if you get any takers.
Yes, we will. And we will also send an email around, so if you could publicize to your departments that we are looking for some faculty willing to serve on these committees, and you could send an email to myself or to Chris or to the Senate. But we'll send an email around with more information if you can share it with others. But it is very important for us to be represented on these committees because our courses go before them. So that means that we would not have an advocate from Queens College who's also there, you know, sort of advocating for our courses to be included in Pathways. So I will say that it's not a tremendous amount of outside work, although it's obviously a service commitment, but it is really important to our inclusion in the discussion about Pathways and seeing our courses passed.
Okay, thank you. Maybe while everybody's still here, you might want to send me something to post in the next
yes.
week or so also.
Yes.
Okay. Academic calendar. Once upon a time, we made decisions about the academic calendar, but as you know, the academic calendar now comes down from CUNY. So while it's still on our agenda, the reality is that the academic calendar is posted to the CUNY website and has been there on the CUNY portal, and has been there for probably a year or more, I think. And it looks like they've made whatever changes they're going to make, although it's still marked tentative the last time I looked. Ron?
Yeah. Last year, you provided a copy of the academic calendar.
Yes, but I don't have a copy because the registrar's office has not yet posted the CUNY calendar, so I did not want to take the liberty. However, I have a copy of the CUNY version here, if you'd wish, for fall 14. Help yourself, yes. Okay. And again, it is on the CUNY, it is through the CUNY portal, it is there, as is the spring 2015.
Oh, you have a spring?
No, I don't. But it's on the same page. If you go to the CUNY portal and put in your password, your name and password. But I think you don't even need to go through the portal. I'm pretty sure you can get to it directly through CUNY. Through the registrar's office is only listing the dates, administrative dates, but not the actual calendar right now. But I expect that they will be posting it shortly. Anybody here from the I don't see anybody from the registrar's office. Okay. Well, may I have a motion to adjourn? All in favor? Bye-bye. Thank you.
I'm going to make sure.